Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono.
One step closer to achieving his goals and his dreams of jumping rope. Antoine Terrell is here this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
So you're a little bit closer.
I'm one step closer.
That's good.
Antoine made a declaration about a week ago that he was going to start jumping rope.
That's what I did.
Part of a cardio workout.
Seems like a dream you could realize in far less than a week of buildup. I mean, it seems like it's something you could say, I would like to start jumping rope. And then you find some rope.
Yes.
And you just start doing.
Mm-hmm.
I have the rope, but I needed the headphones to go with it.
Oh, the headphones to go with it.
Yeah,
it's like when you kick off like the first, you know, everybody wants to like the first of the year. They were getting ready for the gym. And they're like, okay, I need my gear.
What?
That's what you're doing?
Yeah. It is kind of what you're doing, though. Everyone, you see them in January when those gym newbies start coming out, and they have on very fresh, shiny, new clothes and shoes.
They look good. You look good. I mean, you got your shoes on. You got your new outfit.
Yep.
I needed some headphones. I needed the correct kind of headphones to jump rope.
Do you need the correct kind of shoes? Do you need ones with a bouncier, springier support of some kind?
No, I have the shoes.
Arches? Do you need Dr. Scholl's? Any of that stuff?
You need the old school Air Jordan so you can pump them up or whatever. Oh, yeah, pump up, get you.
Those were Reebok.
Those were Reebok.
Reebok or whatever.
Those were Reebok.
Yeah, so you can pump them up and you get more.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we may be delayed another week.
Okay, one more week.
Oh, crap.
Need to figure it out.
I got to make sure I have everything. So the headphones would be there. I should get them today.
Okay. And then now we need the proper footwear.
Well, I thought I had it, but you guys.
Yeah. And then in a week, Monica, when he's about ready to finally start jumping rope, we have to get into the fact of, do you have the proper support? Compression shorts or anything like that?
Oh,
that's true. I just have basketball shorts. Someone's going to be all loosey-goosey.
Oh, no. Yeah. That's uncomfortable for all of us and painful for you. So, we can't be doing
when
that.
When you said support, I was thinking like maybe a partner.
He meant a little more intimate support.
When have you ever been supportive like that? I mean, come on now.
Jump rope together.
I look at you to jump rope. You won't even have a rope.
No, I do.
That's so funny. I do have a second rope, so I was going to bring it in to see if you want to jump rope together.
I don't need one, though.
Monica will not use a rope when she jumps. That's what we learned, too, is she does what is called air rope.
Air roping. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Makes no sense.
Yep. As you can see, like, for example, me over here, do you guys see me right now? I'm air bench pressing. This is amazing. Look at me. Oh, yeah.
That's some heavy air over there.
Yeah. Man, I'm getting
it in.
Get
the weight on there.
Yep. Oh, now look. I'm air running. Look at this. Look at me
go.
Look at me go.
Yeah.
Right here.
You're getting it.
Boy, this exercise is tough.
I'm tired.
I tell you
broke
what.
A sweat.
I'm on my way. I'm on my way to jump roping. Okay. I'm on my way to timing myself and all of that.
We have a goal of October 1st. Maybe we can set
it up. Oh, that's good. Right around my birthday. Perfect.
His birthday jump rope.
It'll be there you go.
Yep. He'll do it two times. He'll trip. He'll break his ankle. And that'll be the end.
No.
I'll be done.
Good morning.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
She's only six.
Yes. A six-year-old little girl.
Uh-huh. From South Korea. And she's a YouTube star making millions a year.
Yeah.
Reviewing toys.
She's six.
Yeah, and she just bought a $10 million property. I know. Her family just bought a building worth $9.5 billion. Uh-huh. Yes.
Wait, $9.5 billion?
$9.5 billion.
Yeah. She's six.
She's six. But she's pulling in millions by herself with her YouTube channel.
I know.
we're doing it wrong. We did it wrong.
No, I'm going to say, you're not doing it wrong.
We did nothing. Yeah,
That's what happened.
We did nothing.
Well, we have all our kid videos and everything else, but we missed the chance to have, like, our kids have grown out of the stage of reviewing toys and stuff. Well,
you just let your kids open presents with nobody to watch.
Right.
That's what you guys did.
We missed it.
Our kids are useless now.
Oh, yeah, they're way too old now.
They've aged out.
So, is this family rich anyway, or is it
probably
all on her? How does a six-year-old,
unboxing on social media is extremely popular.
I understand that, but how does a six-year-old become popular? That's what I want to know.
There's another little boy that does the same thing, and he gets, he's $14 million.
Yeah, Ryan.
$14
million. I know Ryan. Mm-hmm. Makes it sound like he lives in my
neighborhood.
I know.
Are you friends with Ryan?
His name is Ryan. Ryan Reviews It or something?
Yeah, and she makes like a little bit more than him a year. reviewing toys, posting vlogs and all this stuff. So she makes her money.
I don't get it. Because a six-year-old is just, at least in the beginning, not going to put in all the work that is required. And then we do things like, all right, let's start a YouTube channel. And you work your butt off for a year and you have 100 subscribers. And you think, what?
Because I watch the videos with these kids and I'm like, well, I don't really. I mean, I guess our kids watching those kids is what really pulls it in. So our kids help.
And but my son always says, I want a YouTube channel. I'm like, go do it. Yeah. Yes, please.
I don't know
what to do. I'm like, well, how did the other six-year-old figure it out?
They found
their
a
parents.
Way. They found
their
a way.
Their agent.
I guess. Yeah. How'd they get an agent in the first place?
Yeah.
I have one of those. He doesn't help. I can tell you that much. $6 million.
I know, crazy.
Oh my God. To me, this is a more disturbing story than the dead piece of chicken moving yesterday. That I can cope with way more than this. Yeah, this just hurts me.
Well, it hurts, but it's a good story too.
16-year-old, $3 million yesterday for Fortnite. This?
Yeah.
Man, we suck. We suck.
See, it's all about technology. And you parents want your kids to go outside and play.
No more outside.
Ain't no money outside.
But get off that bike. Get back in here and play Minecraft and figure out how to monetize that.
Yeah. But Dad, I don't want to play any more video games.
You get in here and you play video games. That's it. You're off the soccer team. I need you inside. Yep. Focused. Stop moving your legs. Bang in the house. It's Angry Tuesday. How you doing? 52353. You can always text in. You can participate. This is it's a very busy week for your stomach, I believe.
It is?
For your stomach?
Well, it was National Chicken Wing Day yesterday.
It was.
Which most people love them some chicken wings.
Most people do.
Yeah, we did one gotta go yesterday. If you missed it, you can go on the podcast. It was for appetizers, and it was chicken wings, nachos, dips, and fried cheese, mozzarella cheese sticks. And you had to get rid of one of them. And there were a shocking, they're small, but there were a handful of people who said goodbye chicken wings. And that included the boneless chicken tender. I mean, that's gone in this scenario, too. And they said, fine, don't like it. Now, those people, they've all been banned from the show. So now we're good on that. We've gotten rid of them. But you had that yesterday. And now today, it's Taco Tuesday.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a health food week around here.
Yeah.
And
in shape.
You got to work it out. Let's see. So, where did that little fishy swim? Speaking of the podcast, you can go into the Liars Club yesterday because Monica went into the ocean.
I sure did. Went to the beach with the family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The ocean has, wildlife.
Everything.
It has wildlife in it.
Yes.
Everything.
Uh-huh.
Ocean's a lot.
It's Mother Nature.
It is.
It's beautiful.
I like sitting by the ocean, hearing the ocean, smelling the ocean. As the years go by, less and less do I have any desire to really kind of go near the ocean.
Right.
As in. I mean, you're not. I'm swimming.
It's kind of freaky, though, when you walk into the water. You can't see what's going on.
You don't know what's underneath.
Right.
You.
And that bothers me. It bothers a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, you think about it this way. For some reason, it doesn't bother us to just walk into the ocean, which, again, wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like saying, stick your hand in this hole in the jungle.
Correct.
And there's probably something down in there.
Yep.
You won't get to see it. No one's doing that.
Nope.
But all of a sudden, when you put a beach umbrella nearby and it's Myrtle Beach, well, now it's perfectly fine to stick your hand in that hole. We're all set. Monica went to the ocean. And the little fishies decided, oh, look at this habitat that's over here. Let me check this out.
I see them, but then they disappear, but not into the ocean, but into my cover-ups.
Into like, the great abyss.
And I was like, oh my gosh, I feel them.
That was a good
and
decision.
And so I walk into the water and just try to make them swim their way back to the ocean.
You twerk them out.
I try to twerk them on
go
out
go toward
there.
The light.
Go back to your home.
Don't swim into the cave.
Find your home, Nemo. I was like, go ahead.
Finding Nemo 3 is just, it's gotten X-rated all of a sudden.
It's not made by Pixar anymore.
No.
Nemo's
no.
A teenager. He's got questions. He's got hormones. He's got things he wants to figure out.
Yeah, those little fish. I mean, they're kind of freaky because you don't like small snakes. Like
they were
snakes.
They were in your bikini.
So they're kind of just fast and just wiggly and just everywhere.
I have this weird thing. As someone who cooks, it does not bother me to handle any sort of meat product. You know, skin a fish, cut up a chicken, any of those things. They don't bother me. But there's something about when a fish is alive for some reason, when it gets all flippity and floppity, it gives me the eebie-jeebies. I don't know.
Do you fish?
I do.
And so you take it off the hook?
Not really.
Someone else takes it off the hook?
I got friends. Yeah, do that for me.
Okay, well.
And I did when I was in the Chesapeake last week. We had a dock where we were staying, and there were fishing poles. It was not the right equipment, so we weren't really going to catch anything. But the kids had a net, and they kept catching those tiny little uh-huh. things. They're like, here, use this as bait. And I'm like,
oh, you know.
And they're carrying it over to me. They're yeah. seven. Here it is. I'm like,
no. Put that down.
Yes, we'll use this piece of cooked shrimp instead. We'll use this to catch nothing, but I don't know. I just can't. It just freaks me out just a little bit.
It's time to play.
Animals are weird. They're fun sometimes.
Yes.
They're scary other times. Mm-hmm. They're hilarious occasionally. And then occasionally they sound like people.
It happens.
Oh, remember those goats?
Yeah, they were good.
Oh my God, all the goats that sounded like people.
Oh, I've never heard these
oh
goats.
My God, I got to try to find those because we had the Taylor Swift goats yes. and everything. Oh, those goats were
awesome.
Oh, maybe
I did hear the Taylor Swift one or heard of it.
Yeah, because they were spot on. They were good.
I miss the internet sometimes because it's just everything moves so quickly. You think it was the greatest thing in the history of life for 2 days.
and
then we
and
moved
gone.
On from the goats. Oh, that's it.
The goats
right,
are gone.
I have to keep looking. Okay. So, what animal is this?
Okay, this is Nico having a temper tantrum, getting ready for a show, and now she just said, why are you crying? Nico, are you done? This is what I go through every day, and people think I have a crying baby up here. I will show you, it's really just Nico. Nico, you are such a baby.
So? What is it?
Everybody's lying. It's a baby.
You think it's a baby?
I don't care what nobody say. That's a baby.
I think it's a bird or a seal.
Which one? Because one of them's right.
Bird.
You are correct. Yeah. It is a bird.
It's a
green little parakeet.
Yeah.
It's a show bird of some kind. He's got his little bird cage, but it's little. So he said he has this problem because people always think he's got a baby stuffed in this little cart like a cat carrier.
Okay, this is Nico. Having a temper tantrum, getting ready for a show, and now she just said, why are you crying? Nico, are you done?
Oh my God, that bird would be so annoying.
I know.
Like, come on, bird, just stop.
That's ridiculous.
Stop with all of this. All right, let's see. We're going to go to, I've got the goats called up on YouTube. I have it here. Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago. All right, the Taylor Swift goats. Don't need this.
We want
song.
The goat.
Come on, Taylor, hurry up. Oh, the internet.
Oh, man. Yep.
These kids today have it so lucky. When I grew up, we didn't have goats singing along with Taylor Swift.
No, we didn't.
We just had goats that ate your shirt at the petting zoo. That was it. Here's a cat that turns into a demon when its treat is taken away. Well, because cats are evil, so there
they
is
are.
That. That actually could fit right into that song, by the way. A lot of chewing. Speaking of cats being evil, this dude set up a camera at his house because he was having trouble breathing in his sleep.
Right.
He had, you know, sleep apnea, something like that. So he set up a camera to watch himself sleep to see what was going on. His cat was sitting on his face, Antoine, trying to kill him. Sit right down on his mouth and his nose, trying to kill him.
Cat was trying to get inheritance.
Trying to get him.
I do believe so. And you know, unconfirmed that the cat was actually trying to murder him. But, I mean, did you hear that cat? Hot potato. It's the keto-friendly way to enjoy potatoes. And Antoine is going to eat a bowl of french fries while he does this.
Yes.
Fine. So Antoine versus Monica, hot potato. They go back and forth in category 20 seconds. Whoever's left holding the potato at the end is the loser of the round. Best of three. Good morning, Elliot.
Good morning.
Hi. Elliot, what'd you have for dinner last night?
We had chicken salad.
chicken salad.
Okay. What did we eat? I know. You had to think about it.
Did I eat?
Chicken salad, it's not a super memorable one.
No.
Like, we don't always sit around like, oh, that time I went out to eat for chicken salad. Right. Oh, man. Hmm. Let's see. We also have Jeremy. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning.
Hi, Jeremy. What did you have for dinner last night?
It's spaghetti.
Okay.
All right.
Spaghetti it is.
Spaghetti. That's what we call it in my family. Yep.
Skitty.
Skitty.
Did you really?
Yeah.
As a kid. Joke or?
The kid. Oh, yeah, just to be funny.
Okay. I didn't know if, you know, like your mom called it skitty or something.
Oh, no. I also said pancakes as a kid, too, for pancakes.
We're from Chatham, so language. It can be a little different out there. Antoine, you were, did I ask them? I didn't.
Nope.
Okay. Elliot, who would you like to team up with, Antoine or Monica?
Is there a delay?
I don't know.
What is going on?
I'm not sure. Elliot, would you like
if
to
you asked me, I picked
Antoine. Okay, I did. I don't know. He missed it. But it's Elliot and Antoine. I don't know because they were both thinking that way.
He's in space.
Wait, let me try it. Okay. Jeremy, you will be teamed up with Monica, okay?
Sounds good.
All right. See,
here we go.
All right. Again, Elliot, he is very preoccupied by that memorable chicken salad. Antoine versus Monica, category 20 seconds. Here we go. Round one, back and forth with magic tricks.
Making a ball disappear.
Finding the wrong card. Finding the card. The card game. You know, the
pulling a rabbit out of a hat.
There we go.
All right. Chopping a body in half.
Making a building disappear.
Okay.
Taking a quarter from the ear.
Levitating.
My arm's missing game.
No.
What?
My arm is missing game.
Which magician is known for the my arm is missing game?
You gotta Google it.
I have
the
to Google it.
The disappearing arm game.
The disappearing arm game.
It's a game.
Yes. That's Navid Blaine.
Gosh. And the kids are like, oh, wow.
Oh, your arm has disappeared.
Yeah, you gotta Google
okay,
it
point for Antoine.
Oh, really?
Get out of here, chicken salad. I'm sorry. That's a very chicken salad-y answer.
Oh,
I can't
my
do that
God.
One.
Monica.
Oh,
please.
My God. Let me see.
I don't know the first thing you said. You just started wrong.
Guessing the wrong card.
Arm
no.
Game.
Usually it's guessing the right card.
Oh, here it is. Disappearing arm.
Disappearing arm. The disappearing arm magic trick.
Uh-huh.
Game.
Game. Yeah, that's right.
Move on. Next round.
Next round.
Fine.
Here we go.
Fine.
Round two. See if you can do this one. All right. Yeah, I'm figuring this one out. Monica, you will start. We have superpowers. Go.
Laser beams.
Invincibility.
Strength.
Super speed.
You can crush everything.
You can read people's mind.
Swim fast.
Move things with your mind.
Powerful hearing.
Change how you look.
Strong bites.
Super smart.
Spinning webs.
Strong bites?
Yeah, if somebody can bite. They can bite your arm. They can bite your arm off. That's the part of the disappearing arm.
I don't like you very much right now.
Which superhero is that? The strong biter. I don't think you got the
you
shooting the webs
kind of
in
power.
In time. I'm, and that, no, it's
you know
Antoine.
What?
Thank you. Thank you.
I can't
I was
with
cheated.
That.
Shout out to you, Elliot.
Did you say you were cheating? Is that what you said?
No, I said I was cheated out of that win. Yeah. Can't believe y'all.
Hey, make your arm disappear.
I gotta perfect the trick.
Yep. Just like the great David Bopperfield used to do back in the day. Here's my arm. No, it's gone.
Ah!
And the secret, Antoine, it goes in his shirt.
Oh,
see? Oh, look at me.
It's a game.
Yeah.
It's a big game.
And for a two-year-old, they're like, wow.
For a two-year-old, they're screaming and crying and having nightmares.
Well, maybe that's possible. That
you know what?
It could be like, wow.
I would have accepted I got your nose if you want to go down that route.
See, I got your arm. Boop.
Is that when you used to play with the kids?
No.
Stop it.
That would traumatize a baby. I got your arm. Ah! No! All right, congratulations, Elliot. You are the winner.
Who wants a taco?
Taco Tuesday. Everybody's excited except Antoine.
I am not. I will give you my tacos. I will give you my taco, though. You can have it.
I don't want your pity taco.
No,
get out of here with that. Everybody watch out. Monica has the fever. The tattoo fever.
Oh, yeah.
Again, already?
Again? It's been...
It's been weeks.
6 days.
It's probably been like at least 3-4 months.
No.
I've only been
working here for 4.5 months.
Uh-huh.
And so you've already...
It's like two months, maybe.
Yeah, 2 months.
So it's like 2 months.
Most people, they wait longer than that. Unless they end up on one of those ink shows on television and they have all sorts of the lizard boy, that kind of thing. Now what?
I don't know yet.
That's the part that freaks me out, Antoine. To me, it should take serious planning and thought
right
onto how you want to permanently design your body.
Yes, because it's not going anywhere.
No, it's there forever.
I'm cool with tattoos. That's fine. Yeah. But I'm also just not the kind of person that would walk in the place and be like, hey, everybody. So what are you thinking? What are you feeling? What would you like to do to my body today? And you've done that.
Yes, I have, yeah.
Here's a piece of body. Do a little something.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm feeling yet.
I mean, at least test that out in some pencil or something.
Take a highlighter and just draw it myself and say, oh, I like that spot.
Yeah, and just let it stay there for like a week or however long.
Yep.
I mean, it took me 40 years to come up with one, and that was 3-4 years ago, and I'm still, all right, good. I'm still good.
You're still good?
Still good.
You sure you don't want like this weekend?
Monica got one yesterday, and already she's like, man, it's been a while since I had
one. Another one.
Yeah, it felt like a long time.
It's sort of like me saying, boy, it's been a while since I last had pizza, because it's been a week or two. You know, that's all it is. So she's got the fever. I almost said she's got the taco fever.
Uh-huh.
There's a taco fever.
Who wants a taco?
She'll get a taco tattoo. Taco Tuesday.
A tattoo of a taco on Tuesday. There you go.
People have, you know.
Oh, yeah, they have. Uh-huh. They look terrible. See, that's why there should be more thought put into these things.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Sad to report, the topless sunbathing is going out of style in France.
It is.
According to who?
The French.
Going out of style.
Yep. They don't like, they said dudes are looking too much.
Hmm.
And that was one of the reasons cited. Too much dude ogling. Way to go, idiots. You've ruined it for everyone.
Making people feel uncomfortable.
You gotta just glance.
I know.
Just glance.
Guys are so dumb. They gotta stare and drool. You can't contain yourself. You're supposed to put on sunglasses, mirrored preferably, so that no one knows you're looking anyway. Mm-hmm. And you're out of the side of your eye. Hey. You pretend you're reading a book. Hey, look at me. I'm reading a book.
Yep.
I'm not reading this book.
So now it's going out of style because of it. Mm-mm-mm.
Yep. I say it's the body image and people watching, blah, 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 blah. So, we've ruined it. Now there's nothing good about France. There's really no reason to go anymore because they don't even take ownership of the French fry. That's ours.
What about the Eiffel Tower, Zach?
See on YouTube.
He's like, YouTube is good enough for it.
Do you really think you need to go look at a big piece of metal? To me, you get there and you think, all right, well. Looks like, when are they going to finish the rest of this building?
That's true.
That's really all it is. And the Mona Lisa, everything you hear about that is that it's a really long line, and then it's surprisingly small and unimpressive. That's everything I've heard.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
That's what she said.
Yeah. I saw Monica. Yeah. I knew Monica was going there.
All right, fine.
Number two.
Talking about there. This is interesting. You know, I'm always poking little holes in Uber Eats and Grubhub. Mm-hmm. And we had the thing yesterday where 30% of the drivers admit they've taken a little snacky snack. I heard a story yesterday about an Uber driver or Uber Eats or something local that picked up the order. And this was the employee pointed this out later, picked up the order that they were going to drive. And before they left, stopped in the bathroom, just, you know, because they had to go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. These people don't work for the restaurant. Speaking of the restaurant, the BBC in England found out that it was shockingly easy to set up a fake restaurant and be on Uber Eats. So they made burgers on a charcoal grill in the yard, and they called it Best Burger Corporation because, you know, BBC.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Applied online with Uber Eats, and Uber Eats said, well, do you have a hygiene rating? And they said, well, we're about to get one. And they said, okay, no problem. Bam. There you are.
So it's basically just like Ubering food from a family reunion.
Yes.
To someone's house.
Pretty much. But, yeah. I mean, you've been to, like, barbecues and grills where, like, oh, these ribs are so good, you could sell them.
But when you don't know who's cooking it.
They told them. I'm going to start working on Zach's House of Meats. I'm going to start working on yard meats. Who's ready for yard meat?
Number one.
There's a change.org petition that's going around. It has over 1 million signatures, and now it has corporate people diving in for publicity. They want Halloween to be moved to the last Saturday of October. So instead of October 31st, they say Halloween should be the last Saturday of October.
No.
No.
We've always had Halloween on Halloween.
That's what I say.
What's wrong with it now? Why we got to change it?
you know, because then it's, well, when it's on a school night and the kids and
Are we fine?
They still do it.
I don't think we are.
I don't know if you're fine.
We're messed up.
I don't know if you're okay, but.
We're fine, right?
You take that argument back. Yes.
Oh, okay.
We survived.
So now you're like, sign, move it.
I don't like it. Snickers has said, we're going to give away 1 million candy bars if we move it. This is just them hopping on the bandwagon. I don't like it. And I know they say this, well, this way the kids and it's a Saturday night, but no. Because
that's parents' night.
Well, exactly. That's the way this usually works is Halloween is Halloween.
Mm, yes.
And then that last Saturday of October is grown-up Halloween.
Yeah, get a babysitter.
I can tell you right now, the last Saturday of October this year is the Boobash at Awful Arthur's downtown Roanoke. It is locked.
Yep.
And if we got to deal with people taking their kids out for trick-or-treating, all of a sudden the Boobash is going to lose in that situation. So no.
You take your Tuesday Halloween.
That's right.
Kids don't, they don't care anyway.
No, not they just want all. Candy.
In fact, they want it during the week so that they can take the candy to school the next day and trade it off. Barter.
And I know teachers are like, you don't understand that day. But,
Yep, I don't.
That is part of your job. Too bad.
I do understand that day.
I understand, but also, too bad. That's what you signed up for in the first place. So I say no. It stays where it stays.
Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth. According to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's anger diary.
Dear diary, you get what you pay for. To me, that's a reasonable motto for life, and I am perfectly okay with the system in place. If you buy a wonderful farm-raised cut of meat from a skilled farmer, you gotta pay more. You buy a steak at the dollar store, well, you get dollar store steak.
Yep.
It's meat glue, by the way. Look it up. But here's the problem. Far too many times, you're paying the higher price, and you're still getting the dollar store steak treatment. This is especially true when people spend tons of money on super fancy kitchen appliances. I've seen it time and time again. Hey, my dishwasher costs $3,000. Yeah, and then their $3,000 dishwasher is always broken. There's only one 87-year-old guy in town who even knows how to fix it. And all the parts need to come from Germany, take 6 weeks to get here, and all cost $1,000 a piece.
Well,
this summer, I've stayed in two different vacation homes, and each of them had super fancy refrigerators that both acted like dollar store steaks. The one that blows my mind over and over again is that people spend $10,000 on these stupid refrigerators and then not a single one has a halfway decent ice maker. To me, that's like top three on the list of things a refrigerator needs to do. One, keep stuff cold. Two, keep stuff frozen. Three, make ice. So, if I spend more on this refrigerator, I should get more of those three things, right? Nope. Sure, I can have a laser sensor that tells me the door's been open for longer than 30 seconds, which, by the way, I use a thing called eyeballs to normally figure that out. But then I can't get more than three glasses of ice before the whole thing is empty. But don't worry, we'll make four more ice cubes sometime in the next half hour. What is the deal with that, by the way? We have all these amazing advancements in technology, and we are still okay with an ice maker taking 24 to 48 hours just to make a bucket of ice? Mm-hmm. I should have full ice, 30 minutes max, end of story. Oh, and let's not forget the biggest fraud in the ice maker world, the quick ice button. Quick ice. When have you ever pushed that button and felt like it's done anything at all? And if it did, then why wouldn't that be the normal ice-making function in the first place? Is there anyone that requests slow ice?
Yes, I'd like to prepare my ice low and slow, 1 degree at a time. That way you can taste each molecule as it's individually frozen.
Quick ice. I have no doubt that button is just like the closed door button on an elevator, and it don't do squat other than make us dummies think we're gonna get ice any faster. And just to be clear, if you're somebody who's thinking right now,
none of this means anything to me because I never have ice in my freezer anyway.
Well, allow me to just say, you are the devil and there is something wrong with you. Seriously.
Monica.
Go to the doctor. Till next time, diary, I say goodbye.
I will say good ice. That does make a difference.
Good ice does make a difference.
I say.
Salt ice.
Kind of like I say. Like ice. Like a French ice.
Icy. Yeah, I say.
I say.
It's classy. That's exactly what it is. Quick ice.
But I agree. That should be the default sentence.
Yes.
I don't need slow ice. I don't need my ice to be marinating.
I don't even need regular ice. If there's a way to do it quicker, that should be the way in the first place. I like these. It was your homework. You do one good thing. Mm-hmm. Text 52353. Heather in Newcastle bought their first home, officially all moved in.
Congratulations.
See somebody else. It's my birthday weekend this weekend. Uh-huh. Leaving for the beach with the kids tomorrow through Sunday.
All right.
Somebody, the sun is out. Beautiful day, even though they have an hour drive.
That's yeah. Okay.
There's that.
It's pretty outside.
Listen to us.
National Cheesecake Day.
Well, not for you.
No, yeah. Just fine.
That's all right. That's
okay. Antoine hates Taco Tuesday.
That's very true.
But we're all kind of wrong here. If Monica, you're okay with burgers, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, thank God. She's still the only normal one. Casey is very excited because her boss is on vacation this week, so that's always good. Josh gets to see his son today. Hasn't seen him in like a week, so we like that. Sarah and Christians, we're going to see Nelly, TLC, and Flo Rida
That'd
tonight.
That'd be good. I've seen TLC. So they're great.
I've seen Nelly and TLC.
Yeah.
You saw Flo Rida.
And Flo Rida, yes.
Oh, uh-huh. You've seen them all.
Yeah, I've touched his abs. They're great, too.
Okay.
She always has to throw that in
there.
Assault of poor Flo Rida.
No, I told him.
Let's continue the good. Let's try to help this person out.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Oh. The K92 Morning Thangs, let's be honest.
We say good morning to Not Sarah. She is anonymous. She was snooping. Good morning, Not Sarah.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. So snooping's a tough one because you suspect certain things and you feel like you need to know, but then when you find out, you almost wish you hadn't in the first place. Yeah. Or do you? I don't know.
It depends on what you're looking for.
Or what you find.
Yeah.
What happened, Sarah?
Well, I just want to say this. My boyfriend, for the past 4 months, he's always preaching about trust and about, you know, how we should trust each other.
Sure.
And all of these things, which I'm grateful for, but he's also a little bit jealous. So, like, I can't talk to any of my ex-boyfriends, like, at work. He has issues with any guys that come out, like... If we go to happy hour, he has to be there.
Okay.
Like, it's definitely...
He's a little possessive.
Thing.
Yeah, see, that's... Yeah. I don't like that. I mean, it's one thing to have certain boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay with boundaries. Hey, right. I would prefer you to not be in contact with ex-boyfriends. It makes me uncomfortable. All right.
Yeah.
I understand that one. The whole ex mm-hmm. thing, I don't think you should be in contact with them unless you have children. So mm-hmm. that's fine. But then when it goes beyond that, where he's not really letting you talk to any guys and he isn't really letting you go out unless he's there. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah. So a couple of days ago, I got a little snoopy. I'm not proud of it, but, you know, I was just, like, tired of it. So he was in the shower, and I picked up his phone, and I was like, you know what? You're all about trust. I'm, you know, I have a little bit of trust issues because you're always preaching about this now, so it's kind of getting in my head.
Yeah, it's sort of one of those things. It's like the people who always talk about how great their relationship is on Facebook. Oh, and look, they're divorced. So he's laying it on thick. What'd you find?
I found text to his ex-girlfriends, and one of them said how much he loved her Britney Spears perfume.
Nope. Britney Spears perfume.
Oh, the smell of her.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Which, you know...
It doesn't even matter because he's sitting here saying no connection with your exes, mm-hmm. and then he has connection with the exes. So that's a problem.
It's a one-way street for him. So
yeah.
I let's talk for like about 20 minutes. He gets out of the shower, whatever. And I'm in the living room watching TV and I am kind of being a little bit of a beep word.
Yeah,
and
okay.
I'm just like, cause I'm mad. I'm really mad.
Yeah.
And, I was like, so, do you want me to wear the Britney Spears perfume since so-and-so wore it? And I was just like, I was being arrogant. I was being sarcastic. I was just like, so, blah, blah, blah. Because I would never wear the Britney Spears perfume. Uh-huh. I mean, come on. So 1990s. Anyway.
But I'm guessing he got mad that you're like, how dare you snoop on me? We're supposed to trust each other. But then he was doing this stuff in the first place.
Right. So I was like, you know, I'm going to throw it a little bit back at your face because don't preach something to me and you're doing the complete opposite, but I'm supposed to be okay with it. It is not okay.
No.
And if anything.
See, and then so what you're saying is he's throwing it back on you, then putting the blame on you for.
And so he's now mad at you for snooping.
He's been mad at me for 2 days.
Yeah, see, that's what cheaters and controllers do. I'm sorry to say, but how long have y'all been together?
You say like 4 months?
Yeah, about 4 months. 4.5 months.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Nope.
I don't like it. And you know, unless you have kids together, which if it's a 4 month relationship,
that'd be the quickest kid. That'd be like quick ice. That's what that is.
That's quick ice. Quick ice. Right there.
Quick ice.
I don't like when guys get like that. I mean, it's one of those ones where you say you shouldn't snoop, but if you find stuff, well, then you were right in the first place. The only time it's bad is you find nothing and then the person's mad that you snoop. Well, there's that. But when you find stuff, I don't know.
I guess, should he be mad? Does he have a reason to be mad?
No.
Well, he's a hypocrite.
He's a hypocrite, exactly.
Is what it comes down to.
And also, that was like the one text I pulled up. But there were others there.
You don't
like,
even know.
It wasn't one or two. Like, if he's trying to be BFFs with his ex-girlfriends, like, I'm sorry.
Right.
That is just a turnoff for me. Like, I'm not BFFs with any of my ex-boyfriends. Why is this a thing? Like, are they coming over and having lunch? No.
I think it's end of story for me. Mm-hmm. Deal breaker. That I say deal breaker. I don't see anything else around it.
Sometimes brutal, always out of love. Oh, the K92 Morning Thangs. Let's be honest.
We welcome back Not Sarah, boyfriend of 4 months, laying it on thick, preaching trust, being controlling and jealous.
Yep.
You go on his phone and you find text messages to one of his exes.
Yep.
And not only that, messages with things like, girl, I miss your drugstore perfume.
Pretty much.
Britney Spears perfume. Do people still buy that?
She does.
I was Googling it to see like when. The most recent one, I think, came out like 2014 or something. So it's a throwback.
Baby, I miss your Axe body spray. All right. Yeah. I guess it was very memorable. Yeah. Maybe it's memorable because she's the last woman on Earth still wearing
it.
Yeah, probably.
No idea.
Still no good.
It's an aerosol.
No, it's not good. And now he's all mad that you snooped on his phone, which to me is deflecting blame. Antoine, is that a science term? Because you're someone who's into like relationships and science and stuff. Does that sound official?
My degree isn't so much in relationships per se. It's more so in communication.
What good are you?
But it does seem that he's deflecting.
Well,
he's trying to switch it to where he's the victim.
I don't like him. I don't know. I'm sorry to say that, but just to me, this is a huge red flag. Scott, good morning, Scott.
She leaves to walk.
Okay, and Scott says I was that guy. Is that correct, Scott?
Yes, I used to be him.
Okay. Do tell.
I'm not going to go into all the details, but I told your name and I did it. It took me 2 years of a year and a half of counseling and support groups, and now I cringe when I hear stories like this.
Okay, so you were one of these people where you were kind of possessive and jealous, but then here you are doing the same hypocritical things.
Yep, absolutely. That's part of the reason I'm divorced right now.
Okay.
We got the help.
But it's important that he understands that and he learns when it's time to move on from Britney Spears perfume. Mm-hmm. I think that's exactly what we have here. Scott, we do appreciate you sharing your story. Desiree, good morning, Desiree.
Good morning.
All right, go share. What you got?
He is narcissistic. She needs to run far, far, far away. I just lived this the last 4 years of the controlling, possessive behavior. And, you know, I wasn't allowed to talk to people, or I always got accused of cheating with people at my employer. And he was doing the same thing. Text another girl, talking to him. You know, she needs to run.
Why do you guys, where do we get off doing that in the first place?
Well, women do it too, though.
Where does anybody get off?
I've met a good handful that does both sides.
And why do we let it happen to us if you're looking on the other side?
I think it's more so like, oh, he or she, they're trying to protect me. They're trying to protect our relationship. That's how we can look at it through like those rose-tinted glasses or whatever.
Think, oh, they'll change. It's just, you know.
I have never witnessed a relationship, and Desiree could back me up on this one because she's been through it, where this controlling behavior happens and this is a good and healthy relationship. Never.
No, never.
No.
No. No, not at all.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Desiree. Appreciate it. I mean, not Sarah. Is there any reason to stick around here?
Oh, hell no.
No. Well, hold on. Which one was that?
Everyone's like, no,
they both said no.
They both said no, but which said hell no.
Not Sarah. Did you say, were you the hell no or just the
Oh, it was a hell no.
Okay, good.
Right.
We like you. Okay, then I feel like this is the validation that you need, that I don't think you did anything wrong. He's the one that's doing wrong in the first place. you find out someone's cheating or doing or lying or whatever,
yeah,
no matter what the means were, mm-hmm, they're the ones that were wrong in the first place.
Yeah, they can't turn it on you to make you feel bad.
Yeah. How dare you check up on me? Well, you needed to be checked up on. Text 52353, and I agree with this person. That boyfriend's name is probably Chad.
Probably.
Or at least, come on.
Or Brad. Preston.
We have Preston.
We have a good Preston.
Oh, we do have
Remember,
a good Preston.
We met a good Preston.
Yes, we do. We do have a good Preston.
We don't know him that
well. I know him. He's a good Preston.
not Sarah. It's not far from the name.
Okay. See? Right. When it's close, I'm just saying. Not Sarah. I think it's time to take care of yourself, and you are worth more. We're all worth more than that, so it's time for a bye-bye for him.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
You go ahead, Lil Nas X. He's everywhere. We all keep talking about him. He's a lovable guy.
What do you do now?
Lovable guy. Well, he's talking about his Old Town Road, his one song, one major hit.
Which did set the record.
It set the record. Mariah Carey, she did post that she's handing over the torch.
Nice. Yeah, look at Mariah
very
showing
sweet.
Growth.
Begrudgingly, I'm sure.
She looked great in the post, too, you know, of course.
She always looks great.
Yeah. But anyway, Old Town Road, that song, he said it came about because he was being kicked out of his sister's house. So he wrote that song on her porch, on her back porch.
Because he was going to go down the Old Town Road.
Yeah.
That's really it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was about to be homeless, and he said he was on YouTube trying to find a beat.
Uh-huh.
He found the country trap beat that he was looking for.
And it was all because of that moment.
Yeah, that moment. That's what started it.
Huh. All right. Monica, you're fired. Get out of here. Go write a song about it. Go
and
sit.
Write a song and become a millionaire.
Mm-hmm. That's what we need.
Old Town Road.
Going
Part
down
two.
Old Country Lane.
But Zach, if Monica's fired, we don't get any benefits of her making that song.
No.
You're right.
Their producer
just
helped
me along the way of making the money.
Yeah,
Antoine,
exactly.
You've been evicted. I'm sorry. You have nowhere to live, but you still work here.
Oh, okay, all right.
Definitely still part of the team legally.
Now we can make it happen.
Yes, okay, good.
This is cool for fans of Twilight. You know, that movie, when the movie came out, everybody was all about it. Well, now you can actually stay at Bella Swan's house in Oregon. Yeah, they said the price range is around $300 to $400 a night.
Until we read these stories, and then it becomes $700 to $800 almost immediately.
Yeah, that is true.
That is one of those ones, because there's so many houses you see in movies, and they are just regular people's houses.
Yep.
And a lot of times movie studios will say, hey, we'd like to rent your house for 2 months. Here's a ton of money to get out.
Is that what happened with Breaking Bad?
Yeah. And those people end up having to move because in Breaking Bad, there's a very famous scene where he throws a whole pizza up on the roof.
Uh-huh.
And these people have to deal with the fact that people kept coming to their house throwing pizzas on the roof. The Goonies house is another one where people keep moving out of because they don't want to deal with the people doing the truffle shuffle outside their house. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a blessing and a curse.
Uh-huh. Just expect to move if they ask you.
Yeah, depending on the movie. The one I think is the worst, because they take the money and then you realize it later is, oh my God, my house was the setting of a season of The Bachelor. Why did I do that?
Yeah, that would be no good.
It's a big, beautiful, expensive house.
Yeah.
That gross people did stuff in windmills to each other. So
But
clean everything well.
But if they're using your house for The Bachelor, you probably have another house somewhere else. You're good.
I guess.
You're good.
You need one because you're done. Google computer. Let's say good morning to our contestants. We have Josiah. Good morning, Josiah.
Morning.
Okay. Your choice, Josiah. Would you like to team up with Antoine as he casually sips his Coca-Cola?
Yes.
Or Monica Brooks as she casually gives Antoine evil Monica eyes. Eye of the tiger.
I'm going to go with evil Monica.
Okay. Evil Monica. Evil does triumph quite often. At some point in the movie, evil usually is winning. So
it
you just
sometimes.
Need to be right now. Hang on, Josiah. That means we say good morning to Chris. Hi, Chris. It's going to be you and Antoine, okay?
All right.
All right. Fantastic. Google game is 3 rounds. You're just trying to predict the popular searches. These are real things as Google starts filling them in. So it's always interesting to find out what people are searching for.
Yeah.
It's always terrifying when you start typing something in and there's nothing. And you think, wait, what?
Nobody's ever looked for this?
I can't be the person trying to find this and nobody else is. 100 Morning Thang bonus points with which to wager. The number one answer will get you double your wager. Anything in the top answers will get you single your wager. It is 3 rounds. Round one of the Google game is now. Predict the popular searches on
chicken wing.
Chicken wing. So it was National Chicken Wing Day yesterday. People were searching for chicken wing.
Chicken wing.
What were they looking for? 100 points to wager. What do you get going out?
Locked.
Antoine?
Locked.
Okay. Antoine, what did you put and what did you wager?
I put the word sauce.
Sauce.
And I wagered 20.
20 points on sauce. Monica.
20 on recipes.
20 on recipes. All right. Somebody has the number one answer, which is...
chicken wing recipes.
Good job, Monica.
Double points takes you up to 140.
Uh-oh.
Will Antoine get any points?
Chicken wing day.
Day was yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know.
Chicken wing calories.
Don't search that one. You don't want to know the answer. Sorry.
Chicken wing marinade.
Close,
but not a sauce. Nope. No points for Antoine, so that is 80 for you.
Yep.
Round two of the Google game.
Are you allowed to tell your boss your...
your what? And that's Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. So, like, are you allowed to tell your boss that you are... what?
You are...
are you allowed to tell your boss your...
locked.
What are people concerned with? Trying to tell things to their bosses. Jennifer Lopez, 50 years in her life. Lots. She's never done this thing, which also makes her birthday present from her boyfriend dumb. And a woman who started a company 3 years ago and is going to do $60 million in sales this year selling blank. It's in Blow Your Mind, so it's a little bit goofy. We all locked?
Locked.
Yep.
Monica, what'd you put? What'd you wager?
I was thinking about... taking a lunch break or vacation, but I'm going with quitting. 20 points.
20 points. 20 points on quitting. Antoine.
I'm going pregnant for 50 points.
Ooh, he's going big.
Oh, yeah.
I have to.
He needs to go big. I'm going to tell you this much. Somebody has the number one answer.
Uh-oh.
Are you allowed to tell your boss you're pregnant?
Antoine.
Yes.
Big wager right there. Takes him up to 180 points. Any points for Monica?
Are you allowed to tell your boss you're leaving?
It's different.
Oh.
Are you allowed to tell your boss you're quitting?
Because your answer's right there. Yep. So there's that. Quitting.
Okay.
Are you allowed to tell your boss you're sick in an email?
Sick in an email.
Oh.
You wimp. So that is points for you, Monica.
Okay.
The game is very close. 180 Antoine. 160 Monica. Third and final round.
Old. Old.
What are people searching for? They're so old.
Old.
Old. Don't forget that school supply drive is going on Friday downtown. Collecting school supplies. It's downtown Roanoke and Roanoke City Schools. If you are interested in that, park it in the market.
Locked.
Friday 9 to 5, Market Square, downtown Roanoke. We good?
Locked.
All right, Antoine, what do you got?
Town Road.
Town Road.
For 45.
45 points on Town Road. Monica.
I have Town Road 159.
Wow.
Well, if Town Road is on there,
I lose.
You lose. If Town Road is not on there,
I have one point. I lose.
Antoine will win. So now you have to root against yourself. The number one answer.
Old Navy.
Old Navy.
Forget about Old Navy.
So
yeah.
Hanging on, trying to shop at Old Navy. The rest are
Old Town Road.
Town Road. Monica Brooks is your big winner.
Nice. Nice.
Dominion.
Old Dominion, the university,
yeah.
I suppose, or the country band, either
Old
one.
Dutch.
Old Dutch.
Old Dutch. Old Dutch.
Clothing company, I think.
I actually worked at a grocery store that was called Old Dutch.
Did you?
Yep.
That does not sound appealing where I want to buy my groceries. Duh. It just sounds dusty, is what it is.
I felt like it was, too, but people shop there.
So congratulations, Josiah Evil has won for you. Are there things in your life that most people do, but then you...
I've never,
not once. Jennifer Lopez, 50 years young. Poor J-Lo, though, because she does look great, but she's also crossed into the, she's 50. She looks great. Like, you know, you automatically put that in there.
Yeah.
I think she looks great for any age.
Yes, she does. She absolutely
perfect.
Does.
She looks perfect is what she looks.
But it's one of those things where people say, she looks great for a 50-year-old. Like, they always start putting that in there. Anyway, she had her birthday the other day.
Yep.
Her boyfriend, Alex Rodriguez, the dirty, filthy former New York Yankees baseball player. The liar, the steroid user.
Relax.
The charming, smooth-faced man.
So smooth.
He is charming.
Great skin.
He's a good baseball announcer. I can admit that. dumb as a boyfriend, though. This is a bad present right here. He gave her a $140,000 Porsche, or Porsche if you're rich, or you're Ellen's girlfriend. $140,000 car. And you think, all right, well, fine. That's what rich people do. Yeah, well, listen to J-Lo, because she says, can I open my eyes? So she gets to see what the present is.
I can look.
She goes.
What the hell?
Here's your car. Honk, honk.
What is that? I've never had a car like this. I've never driven a car, period. Oh, my God.
Did you hear what she said?
I've never driven a car, period.
She's never driven a car.
Well, I guess if she's in New York.
Oh, you grew up in New York City.
You don't you need a car. Then?
A car is a liability in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You would have assumed at some point when she left the block, she would have gotten a car.
She didn't need one.
When she left the block, she had drivers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, she's living the dream. Never had to drive herself around.
But that's one of those things that you still want to know, right?
You want to know
how to drive?
Yeah,
you want to know how to drive.
I think so.
And I think she's going to drive this car.
She will.
Yeah.
In the driveway.
God help all of us.
I think she's going to learn how to drive, and she's going to drive this car.
No, she's only allowed, she has to go to an industrial park with her dad. That's the way I learned. Then you stay there. Go get your license. Never driven a car in 50 years of her life. I mean, do you have things? Is there anything, surprisingly, that you've never? I mean, I have never set foot in my entire life in a Long John Silver's restaurant, the seafood restaurant.
You've never,
I've never been, because I grew up in New England.
So why would you?
The ocean.
Yeah.
We didn't have them. They didn't exist up there because there was
fresh seafood.
Right. We had fresh seafood. You grew up in Omaha. That's a different story. Mm-hmm. I've never been. So I never went as a kid because it was never there. And when I went to another city and they had it, I thought, we are not near the ocean. I'm good for now.
Yeah.
All set. And then here we are. I've never gone.
I mean, we talked yesterday because I've never been to a tailgate party.
Oh, that's right.
I've never been tailgate.
Never been to a tailgate. That's right.
I've heard about them.
Monica tailgates religiously when driving. Yeah, she is on you. Yep, no problem.
Yeah, well,
oh, that's funny. That's funny.
And she's having a party.
Yeah.
But you have never been to any sort of football tailgate party.
And people talk about it and they're like, so much fun. I never have. Never been to a tech game. So I guess I need
Which is very interesting with you living in this area. I imagine somebody would have taken you at some point in your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Though I also think that kind of football games and tailgating, it can get overrated. There's a lot of work behind it, and the elements are a situation.
If you're a guest, if you're a host, then yes. Oof. But if you're a guest and you're just going tailgate to tailgate, no, that's a perfect experience.
Yeah, no, that's great, because I always had to be the host. And let me tell you, that's a lot of work and then a lot of garbage.
Show
after
up to it.
Okay.
It's like having to deal with a bunch of people at your house, except it's in a parking lot, and then you got to deal with all the trash afterward, too, and take it around in your car. So, no.
Not for you.
Not for me. Dane Cook, the comedian.
I've never had a sip of alcohol or done a drug, ever.
I don't believe it.
Not even a sip.
A sip.
I believe him.
Well, here's
believe
the.
Here. I think that growing up with a dad that drank, I just saw a brilliant guy kind of getting his own way a lot. And I knew that ran in my family.
How do you not have a sip, though? I guess maybe he figures he's just going to get a taste of the beast.
Uh-huh.
And then he don't want to.
Never ever.
I've met people that have never had beer before, that's never tasted beer before. And mm-hmm. I think that's the most convenient of alcohols. So if you're able to not have beer, then I think you're able to not have like liquor and stuff like that.
Antoine, I had a person in my home once, grown woman, as I served barbecue ribs, who had never eaten a rib in her entire life. Oh. And she was an adult.
And she probably was like, first rib, just go off.
Honestly, she was like, it's all right. And
she said, all right.
And I was like, get out. Don't ever come back.
It's just okay. Yeah. She lied.
She
went home and swam in
ribs. Uh-huh, that's what it was. You know what it was? She put one of the bones in her purse and probably went home. She was like,
she probably took the dog's bone and covered
this meat is so good. Doggy bag. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Doggy bag. Whatever. Yeah.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
Three wacky stories ripped from the headlines. Words ripped out of the story. You're trying to figure out what those were. She started her business 3 years ago for $6,000. This year, she'll sell $60 million worth of blank. A, slime. B, fart prevention underwear. Or C, glitter boobs.
I'm going with slime.
I'm going with C.
You're going with the glitter boobs?
Yeah.
Monica Brooks! Correct! Glitter boobs it is!
Glitter boobs.
Glitter boobs.
So what are...
She quit her job 3 years ago. Used $6,000 of her savings to launch the Gypsy Shrine, which is a pop-up shop that sells body painting and body art accessories at music festivals. So she goes to like Coachella and Kylie Jenner buys the body art to either put on her chest or your legs or whatever it is.
I've seen all that. Yeah.
And it's this stuff where I guess you can sort of just peel it away when you're done with it too. and she is going to sell $60 million worth of glitter boobs this
year. Nice.
That's great. That's awesome.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
I love that.
Glitter boobs. You're like, I could have done that.
We're thinking too hard. Thinking too hard, as usual. Next story.
Good for her.
All right, it is. It's a good success story. Mm-hmm. This one is not as great a story. Woman sleeping in a hotel room. Feels something on her arm. Wakes up and finds that it's a blank. A. Fish. B. Snake. C. Strange man with no pants on.
It's B.
You think it's a snake?
I'm going fish. That'd be weird.
Antoine?
That means you're wrong.
Yeah.
Monica Brooks is correct. It was a snake.
Ugh.
Snake on her arm.
Felt something cross my arm this morning. Looked over and it was a snake. It was just laid out across my arm. They did compensate my room, so they took care of me there. So, I mean, they were very good, nice about it.
I wonder what kind of snake it was.
It was this little green-looking one.
Oh, okay, like a little garden snake.
A little stupid snake. A gross one, Antoine. That's the garden snake.
You don't want to wake up to that. Mm-mm.
A little garden snake.
One that's where it doesn't belong, okay? They don't belong in hotel bedrooms. Final story here in Blow Your Mind. This guy gets season tickets from the Pittsburgh Steelers for free.
All right.
For blank. A. Naming his baby Steeler. B, a head tattoo. Or C, changing his name to I Love the Pittsburgh Steelers Forever.
Head tattoo.
You're going C.
You're going C, the four and the ever?
Forever.
Monica
forever.
Brooks.
Forever.
Your streak is over. Antoine.
Yes. Correct.
Antoine is correct.
That's such a...
Well, I guess the head tattoo, if he has hair, he just grow his hair.
So this cover guy, he was getting the autograph from Juju Smith-Schuster, who's on the Pittsburgh Steelers, wide receiver, and he's got the Steelers logo tattooed on the side of his head. And he said, could you sign the side of my head? And so Juju signed it and joked and said, well, you know, if you want to go ahead and just get my signature tattooed on your head as well, then I'll hook you up with tickets.
Oh.
So Ding Dong ran to the nearest tattoo parlor.
Yes.
So got he just walked in and didn't...
And got it, and so he's making good on it. Got him season tickets.
Good.
I mean, if you already have the tattoo of the Pittsburgh Steelers logo, you might as
you've already got you're all in already.
Yeah.
Why would you stop there?
Antoine, you have a lot of available real estate there.
Absolutely not.
You wouldn't dare
Hokey
put
Bird?
Anything?
Absolutely not. There's no
Frank Beamer's autograph?
No.
On the side?
No.
Season tickets for life.
No.
Any seat you want.
Nope.
If it's LeBron James?
Okay, now we have a conversation.
Right.
Okay.
LeBron James, he signs your head. You get that tattoo?
Why does he have to be my head? Can it be another body part?
No, because that's an easier answer. Head, tattoo. You can go to every
Lakers game. Any seat I want.
Jack Nicholson's seat. He never goes anymore anyway.
For just one season? Or for life? For life, the tattoo's probably happening.
Okay, but it says LeBron James was here.
No, nope, nope.
What
no,
do you
no,
think
no,
LeBron James is here on your stomach? Belly tat?
Yeah. A belly tat? Uh-huh. I don't...
Thug life tattoo. Tupac thug life tattoo. Uh-huh.
LeBron James was here.
Yeah, or just had him dunking into your belly.
Uh-huh.
Into your belly.
He's dunking into your belly button.
No. Okay, you guys are going too far. No, no, no.
And you call yourself a fan.
That would be cool.
A fair weather fan over here.
Yeah, you wear a belly shirt, one of those football old school belly shirts, and show everybody.
Yeah, you have to wear the belly shirt when you go to the games. So games for life.
No. No.
Free food and drink while you're there,
we're
too.
We're trying to get Antoine his first tattoo.
Nope.
I think, yep, it's about
and I love it.
And I do too. LeBron James dunking into your belly button.
Nope.
LeBron James was here. And LeBron James, with the other hand, he's going, hi! He's waving. Like, he's smiling and waving, and he's singing the Taco Tuesday song. I like all of those.
Oh, man.
You know, you're a lousy fan. Next time he calls himself a fan, he's a poser. Oh. He's a poser right
this
here.
This is a great one. You get LeBron's high five. You know how they high five one another?
Uh-huh.
Get that on your forearm. So then when you can high-five yourself, high-five your forearm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could talk about
that
one.
See, that would be all
right. That one we could talk about.
Okay. Really?
For the life, for Lakers ticket?
Hey, any tattoo artist that wants
whatever.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind. The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.